This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The World Bank is warning in a new report that a slowdown in global growth will hit developing countries especially hard. This from inflation, higher interest rates, less investment, and Russia's war on Ukraine, Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
The World Bank projects global growth will come in at just 1.7% this year. In other words, a sharp slowdown.
That slowdown is quite historical in the sense that it is the lowest growth rate outside of global recessions since the early 1990s.
That's Ayhan Kosei, director of the Prospects Group at the World Bank. Kosei says that kind of slump puts the global economy on a razor's edge.
Just one more shock could cut the outlook to a global recession.
Those shocks could come from a range of factors, including higher than expected inflation and corresponding interest rate hikes aimed at containing it. The World Bank also cites a resurgence of the COVID-19 pandemic or an even further escalation of geopolitical tensions as potential risks. As those risks mount, lenders are more likely to stick to so-called safe havens, says Susan Pozo, who teaches economics at Western Michigan University.
The developing world and emerging markets are somewhat more vulnerable to being classified as less creditworthy,
making borrowing more expensive in countries already bearing heavy debt loads, with consequences for everything from education to healthcare to the response to climate change. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.